Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Hi, I'm Damien Happenden with your 7 News Briefing for Friday, September 10. It's been another record day for COVID infections in New South Wales, with 1,542 new cases of COVID-19 recorded to 8pm last night and another 9 deaths. The figures come a day after the government released plans to reopen the state once 70% of people were vaccinated, and a day before parts of regional New South Wales are set to see restrictions ease. Speaking to Sunrise this morning, the Premier also rebuked claims she'd ignored the advice of her chief health officer.
So just to clear that up, you did not go against Kerry Chant's advice?
I would never, and right. Never have.
Good.
But obviously, in a perfect world, you'd want nobody going into hospital, nobody dying, but unfortunately that's not what living with COVID is about. And if not at 70% double dose, you start opening up, then when?
The Premier has also revealed that the daily COVID press conferences will come to an end from this Sunday. Meantime, Victoria has recorded 334 new cases of COVID-19 and one death in the past 24 hours. In Queensland, there's been a new COVID scare, with students at a Brisbane school sent home after a 13-year-old student tested positive. That comes after a New South Wales truck driver tested positive yesterday, putting a number of locations, including the Westfield Garden City Shopping Centre, on alert. Workers at Australia Post's parcel delivery service StarTrack have voted to strike, potentially dealing another blow to Australians already waiting longer periods for their online shopping. The Transport Workers Union says as much as 90% of StarTrack union's members voted to take strike action if their employer doesn't meet their demands. StarTrack says barely a third of the total workforce have voted to strike. Meantime, FedEx workers are also voting on potential strike action, with a result expected next Friday, while employees at Linfox and Bevchain are also casting votes in protected action ballots. And despite the failure of Google's Glass and Snapchat's Spectacles, Facebook has teamed up with Ray-Ban to release new smart glasses. Ray-Ban Stories come in three styles, feature two 5-megapixel cameras that capture stills and video, 3 microphones and 2 speakers so that you can use them to take calls and play music. They're priced from $499 with prescription options available and are on sale from today. And that's your 7 News Briefing. I'm Damien Happenden.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.